Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Pulse. I'm your host, and it's Thursday, December 19th, 2025. Today, we're diving into some major Apple news, including a pretty significant change to their developer agreements that's got people talking. Plus, we've finally got resolution on the TikTok saga that's been dragging on for years. Let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about Apple making some moves that might surprise you. The company just updated their developer agreement with a clause that essentially turns them into a debt collector. Now, Apple can collect any money a developer owes them at any time. This is actually a pretty big shift in how Apple operates with its developer community. We're talking about everything from unpaid fees to potential damages from policy violations. What makes this interesting is the timing. Apple's been under increasing scrutiny for how it treats developers, especially with all the antitrust pressure they're facing. This new clause gives them significantly more leverage in disputes. For developers, this means Apple can potentially go after bank accounts, assets, you name it. It's a reminder of just how much control Apple has in its ecosystem. If you're a developer, you'll definitely want to read the fine print on this one. Speaking of Apple's ecosystem changes, there's some interesting news coming out of Japan. Alt Store Pal just launched there, which means Japanese users can now sideload apps on their iPhones and iPads outside of the official App Store. This is part of those sweeping App Store changes Apple's been forced to make due to regulatory pressure. We saw this start in the EU with the Digital Markets Act, and now it's expanding to other regions. Alt Store Pal basically lets you install apps that Apple hasn't approved, which used to be completely impossible on iOS. It's still early days, but this represents a pretty fundamental shift in how closed Apple's ecosystem really is. The question is whether we'll see this continue expanding to more countries, including potentially the US. Now, let's shift gears to the story everyone's been following. After literal years of back and forth, TikTok is finally set to close its U.S. sale deal on January 22nd. American investors are taking 50% ownership, and TikTok's rolling out a new U.S.-based algorithm. This has been such a long saga. We've had multiple deadlines, court battles, different administrations weighing in. The whole thing started over national security concerns about ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, having access to American user data. What's really interesting here is that TikTok's agreeing to this new US-based algorithm. That's huge because the algorithm is basically TikTok's secret sauce. It's what keeps people scrolling for hours. The fact that they're willing to create a separate version for the US market shows just how valuable this market is to them. For users, this should theoretically mean better data protection. For TikTok, it means they get to keep operating in their biggest market. It's a compromise that's taken years to hammer out, but it looks like we're finally getting resolution. Before we wrap up, there's a quick PSA for anyone still doing last-minute holiday shopping. Apple's AirPods Pro 3 are available for $199 right now, but this is literally the last chance to get them at that price in time for Christmas. We're talking about a pretty solid discount on Apple's latest earbuds, which don't go on sale very often. The AirPods Pro 3 have been getting great reviews for their improved noise cancellation and audio quality. If you've been waiting for a good deal, this might be it. So, let's recap today's key takeaway. We're seeing Apple flex more control with developers while simultaneously being forced to open up their ecosystem in certain regions. Meanwhile, TikTok's finally resolving its US situation after years of uncertainty. These stories all point to the same theme. The tech landscape is shifting, whether through corporate decisions or regulatory pressure. It's going to be fascinating to see how these changes play out in 2026. Thanks for listening to Tech Pulse. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We'll be back tomorrow with more tech news. Until then, stay curious about the tech shaping our world.